Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
New time slot, same mothership.
I just want to tell you, you have no idea how happy I am to have you guys in a time slot that I can actually listen to you again. I've been out of the loop for probably like a couple of years because of the old time slot. And so now I'm excited.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Thanks so much for joining us here on the DA show on CBS Sports Radio. Damon Amendola, DA with you each and every morning. 6 until 10 Eastern Time, 3 until 7 Pacific, on all of these wonderful CBS Sports Radio stations, Sirius XM Channel 206, that also you can stream us. Tell your smart speaker to play CBS Sports Radio. Our next guest has won 3 Daytona 500s, claiming victory yesterday. He is only the 4th ever driver to win back-to-back Daytonas. He joins legendary drivers in that. And, of course, yesterday was a reschedule after Sunday's rainout and a crazy wreck, a fiery wreck at the end where Ryan Newman had to be extracted from the car. Thankfully, he is not sustaining life-threatening injuries right now in serious condition, but not life-threatening. Joining us here on the show after a wild Daytona 500 yesterday is the champ, Denny Hamlin. Denny, good morning. Congratulations.
Good morning.
Appreciate you being with us. Yeah, absolutely. When you are on a list with Richard Petty, Cale Yarborough, and Sterling Marlin, what does that feel like?
Yeah, there's one name that is the oddball, and that one's mine for sure. Those are legends of our sport, and obviously guys that have huge accomplishments, and it's very humbling from my standpoint to even kind of be mentioned in the same breath with those guys.
How does it feel winning back-to-back? What is the feeling like a year later to do it again, right where you did it 1 year ago?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the wins have been so different from 16 to 19, now 20. It just, they've got different feels, different ways that we've done it, but it, you know, all of them have certainly a very special presence in my heart, and I definitely need some time to let this one soak in to figure out, you know, what it means to me exactly. But I know that obviously we were very excited to go back-to-back and make history.
It's a difficult situation because of the wreck with Ryan Newman. Is it awkward today to want to celebrate knowing that he is dealing with serious injuries?
Yeah, I mean, it's still, you know, you still have to kind of check your emotions and whatnot. And, you know, it is a very difficult situation to be in, to be honest with you. Certainly when we found out as a race team, it definitely changed the mood, I guess you could say, in victory lane at that point. So we didn't know until we got into victory lane what all was going on. So we're kind of flying blind there for a little while, but luckily we got some good news, obviously from the hospital last night.
Denny Hamlin wins the Daytona 500, his third win in Daytona. Joining us this morning here on the show, take us through that, because last night viewers watched you celebrate when we saw the wreck, and some were critical that you were celebrating, but you didn't know. So take us through what your timeline was in the car, and then when you realized what was happening behind you.
Yeah, once we crossed the checkered there, you're starting to kind of unstrap and whatnot. I'd let my winter net down, and I went through a lug nut check there at the end of pit road. And at that point, I started, you know, we usually do an interview right there at the start-finish line. So, of course, I'm taking off my radio, my helmet, and all that stuff, so I'm not getting any more communication. So I don't know anything that's going on. And then obviously when the TV, Jamie from Fox came over and said they're not going to do the start-finish line interview, just go straight to victory lane, I knew that there was something serious at that point. So, you know, they briefed me right there once we got into Victory Circle, and obviously it certainly changed the mood of myself and the race team at that point.
Your spotter, Chris Lambert, took the blame himself on Twitter last night, said, if you want to blame anybody, it should have been me. I should have alerted Denny to what was going on. What were your conversations like with Chris last night?
Yeah, I mean, we really didn't talk about it a whole lot last night, and I'm sure we will in the next few days, obviously, when we talk about when we debrief from this weekend and talk about things we could do better, you know, things that we did do good. You know, we like to kind of go over each weekend and kind of talk about them and figure out how we can be better. So certainly, you know, he didn't know at that point. He, as a matter of fact, was over there talking to Ryan Spotter, trying to get an update of what's going on. But there's obviously a lot of chaos going on, you know, trying to get communication from Ryan. So it definitely, you know, is a lack of communication, but there really wasn't – he didn't know any more information than probably anyone did, unless you were kind of in the stands right there. So, you know, like I said, you can be what you think is close proximity and still be a long way away. From where I was, I couldn't see anything.
Do you appreciate a teammate like that stepping up and saying, hey, if you're going to blame anybody, blame me?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, we're the guys that talk to each other all the time, and he's really one of the keys to my success on those super speedway races. So we've been working together for 8 years now. It's been a great working relationship, and obviously been a great teammate.
On lap 184, there was 19 cars involved in a chain reaction crash, and that obviously set up what we saw at the end. How did you navigate that? What were you seeing with that as it unfolded, and how did that affect the end of the race?
Yeah, I mean, it just kind of thinned the field out. You know, it's a wreck that we usually see in the Daytona 500 at some point. You see them kind of starting, you know, what they call the big one, where, you know, you've got at least 10 cars involved. But, you know, we run so close together on these super speedways that when one car gets turned sideways or gets crossed up, it wrecks happen, and it's going to definitely collect a lot of cars with it. So, you know, we were luckily in a position where I could kind of move down to the left and avoid Keselowski on the backstretch when he hit the wall. So we kind of came out of that one unscathed. And at that point, when the field was thinned, I thought that we had a great shot to win at that point.
Denny Hamlin joining us this morning after winning the Daytona 500. With a third Daytona 500 win and two in a row, people have mentioned that you now have an official Hall of Fame resume. I know you don't think of yourself like that, but how does it feel to be considered with legends, like, as we mentioned, some of the guys that have won three Daytonas before?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I don't know what it means for your legacy or anything like that. I think that's kind of for the outside public to kind of discuss, and people and your peers. But for myself, I mean, I never would have envisioned, you know, even making it to the Cup Series, much less, you know, having all the accomplishments and big race wins that we've got. So we're far from done. I still got a lot of races and a championship I'd like to win. So we're going to keep digging over the next few years and getting it done.
You spent about a year ago a fun night with Aaron Rodgers, Danica Patrick, and Justin Timberlake, I believe, in Scottsdale. I know that became news around the gossip circuits. You got to take me through this night. That's a big night for just about anybody, let alone to hang out with celebrities like that for yourself.
Well, I have friends that know him. So I'm just one of those innocent bystanders that get to hang out with a lot of cool people. And that's, you know, one of the great things about my job is just being able to meet some of the great people that I've gotten to meet, and you know, some that I play golf with. And so it's been a crazy, you know, last 15 years of my career is seeing how things, you know, my life has changed, and you know, the sport has changed. And so you know, to be able to, you know, hang out with people that you kind of look up to, it's always cool.
I mean, if you were to go back number of years to the young Denny Hamlin and say, hey, you're going to win Daytona 500, you'll be hanging out with Justin Timberlake, what does young Danny Hamlin say to that idea?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know what I'd say to myself now. But you know, other than wake up. But it's like I say, it's just it's really, I get to be part of some unique opportunities of meeting a lot of interesting people that, like I say, that I look up to, and it's been an amazing ride.
Denny Hamlin wins his third Daytona 500 yesterday, his second in a row, setting up a big start to the season for him and the crew. Denny, congratulations on the victory. I appreciate the time this morning, man. Enjoy it.
All right, thank you.
You got it. Denny Hamlin, our guest this morning here on the show after victory yesterday in Daytona.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.